Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Today, some ideas for planning your trip to Scotland, whether it's next month or years from now. We'll take a peek inside a recent Scotland guidebook written by a friend to share 11 top experiences of Scotland. Plus, more great Scottish music to inspire you, like this new track from Gaelic supergroup Dive. From the album Sula, this is If It Plays. Let's listen together. And a hearty welcome to episode 90 of Simply Scottish in podcast form. The show began as a weekly radio program in 1999, broadcasting across South Texas and northern Mexico. My father and I co-hosted the radio show, and we aired 140 hour-long episodes from the sunny Rio Grande Valley. The show was also heard on radio stations in a handful of US states, as well as Ontario, Canada, and more recently, on Australian airwaves in the Queensland area. Wherever you are in the world, thanks for tuning in today. And by the way, I know it's been a few months since the last episode of Simply Scottish before this one. Apologies for making you wait. I was doing my best to put one out a month for the last year or more, but I recently took on a new role at work, and I've been busier than I've ever been in years. So if you notice a gap here or there, have no fear. The show isn't going anywhere. I'll keep working to put out new episodes. And by the way, if you've listened to all available episodes of Simply Scottish and you're waiting for new content, consider checking out the podcast I produce at work. It's called ID the Future, and it's a podcast about the scientific case for intelligent design and the debate over evolution. I put out 3 episodes a week of that show, so you'll likely come across something that will interest you. I speak to scientists and scholars about the evidence for intelligent design, which is the scientific theory that holds that certain features of life in the universe are best explained as products of intelligence, not undirected processes. ID the Future is a production of Discovery Institute. It's available on all major podcasting platforms, sometimes titled Intelligent Design the Future, and elsewhere, ID the Future. Anyway, you can find more details at idthefuture.com. Just something you can also listen to while you're waiting for Simply Scottish. If you enjoy what you hear on this podcast, consider joining our Patreon clan. You can pick from 3 levels of membership and get access to members-only episodes that no one else will hear except for members, articles that no one else will read, and other goodies. Go to patreon.com/simplyscottish to get started. You'll also find publicly available show notes that you don't have to be a member to see at our Patreon portal, so you can track down your favorite songs that you hear on the show and get more resources to dig deeper. It's all at patreon.com/simplyscottish. I do enjoy hearing from listeners. Send me an email anytime to let me know where you're listening from and what your connection to Scotland is. My email address is andrew@simplyscottish.com. You can also message me via social media or leave a written review at Apple Podcasts. Here are a few shout-outs to people I've heard from recently. Sylvia in Holland sent a message through simplyscottish.com saying, "I was in Edinburgh for my studies long ago. Thanks for giving me the feeling that I felt then. Scotland is still calling, and I'm inspired to go back soon." Well, Sylvia, thanks for listening. I really appreciate hearing from you. I also heard from Matt, who enjoyed my episodes on John Muir and Sean Connery. His heritage is Scottish, English, and Irish, and since the pandemic, he's been enjoying the Shetland TV show. Matt, I enjoyed that show as well. It's a good TV program. Thanks for tuning in to Simply Scottish. Finally, the Reverend Andrew left a 5-star written review of the podcast at Apple Podcasts, saying, "There is something here for everyone. Andrew does a fantastic job of bringing the land we all love into our lives, if only for a few minutes. I could listen to many episodes while at the office and often do just that." Andrew, great name, and thanks a lot for the review. That helps me reach new listeners on the granddaddy of podcast directories, Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review too, listener. Just hop over to the Apple Podcasts app, navigate to the Simply Scottish podcast, and tap Write a Review at the bottom of the profile. Up next, we'll take a sneak peek into a recent Scotland travel guidebook as we turn our focus to helping you plan your trip to Scotland. First, let's jump back to music. Acclaimed New England pianist Neil Pearlman recently released a solo piano album of traditional Scottish tunes called Refractions. He says the project is his way of paying respect to some of the very first music he heard or played growing up in a musical family that celebrated traditional music. Most of the tunes on Refractions come from Gaelic sources, including this first track, which combines 2 tunes into 1 medley. Here it is now. Thank you. You're listening to Simply Scottish. That was pianist Neil Perlman. By the way, there's an easy way to track down the music I play on Simply Scottish. I've made show notes with song and artist details freely available, no subscription needed, to everyone on our Patreon portal. You'll find the show notes at patreon.com/simplyscottish. Now, some years ago I did an interview with filmmaker Brenda Chapman, director of Disney Pixar's 2012 animated movie, Brave. You can go back and listen to that interview in a previous episode of Simply Scottish. I also published the interview in Scotland Magazine. I recently got in touch again with the magazine and got to talking with the current editor, Sally Coffey. She gave Simply Scottish a wee highlight in the July 2023 issue of Scotland Magazine. In return, I thought I'd highlight her recently published guidebook on Scotland, published by Moon Guides. It's a full-colour guide to the country, including top experiences, trip ideas, local advice, scenic drives, outdoor activities, authentic cuisine, live music, and festivals, and more. In the first section of the book, titled Discover Scotland, Coffey sets the scene with a few paragraphs about Scotland's enduring appeal. Then she lays out her 11 top experiences in Scotland, with more detail later in the book for each one. So, today I thought I'd share with you her introduction to Scotland and her 11 top experiences to give you a few ideas for your own trip to Scotland. Here's Discover Scotland by Sally Coffey. What is it that draws so many people to Scotland year after year? There's the kilted tartan shortbread view of Scotland, which has been shaped and encouraged by writers from Sir Walter Scott to Diana Gabaldon. There's certainly a poignancy about the place that lies in the fact that its heather-clad hills, glistening lochs, craggy castles, and mighty mountains have been the backdrop to much bloody unrest and rebellion. Those with active imaginations can almost hear the roars of opposing clans on the wind, or the cries of warriors hanging in the peat-singed air. So much has been written about Scotland's obvious charms, her sublime scenery, romantic history, and chatty, humorous people who love to tell a story. All of these are real, and then some. But to focus only on this romanticised past is to miss the whole point of Scotland, for it's a living, evolving place, not a museum. Scotland is a land that needs to be experienced, felt, and lived in, not merely admired from the sidelines. For every world-class tourist attraction, like Edinburgh Castle or Skye's fairy pools, there's also the Cairngorms or the Outer Hebrides, which have all the atmosphere, far fewer people, and lots of room for adventure. The paradox of Scotland is that it has wide open spaces, skies that go on forever, and solitude. But when you want it, there's a raucous music session in the pub down the road, too. It's an all-embracing place, where one could never get bored, and truly no two experiences are the same. Unless you book a generic whistle-stop tour, in which case you might not need this guide. The essence of Scotland, what makes it really special, underpins our real need to protect it and take a cautious and responsible return to tourism. There really is enough here to see that you don't need to follow the well-trodden trail of top sites. Scotland is ready to welcome you back, and if you listen to its people and appreciate it for all its variations and endless possibilities, you'll receive that famous Scottish welcome most emphatically. After that introduction, Coffey outlines her top 11 experiences in Scotland. And here they are. Number 1. Scaling the 822-feet high peak of Arthur's Seat, a rite of passage for locals and visitors alike that reveals a breathtaking view of Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh. I have a recent episode detailing Arthur's Seat. It's part 3 of my series Growing Up in Scotland's Capital. As Coffey notes, you'll get the best panoramic views of the capital city from the summit of the Lion, the nickname for Arthur's Seat. Number 2. Driving all or part of the North Coast 500, through charming villages and untouched wild highland scenery. In the North Highlands, you have it all. Dazzling sandy beaches, mountains ripe for adventure, unique ecosystems and wildlife sanctuaries, and portals into history, from Pictish carvings to cleared villages. I haven't heard of the North Coast 500, actually. It's a pretty new venture. Get a map and more info on this unique regional experience at northcoast500.com. Well, number 3 in the Moon Guide to Scotland's top 11 experiences is tasting the heritage, history, and innovation of Scotch whisky on Islay or in Speyside. Islay whiskies are generally renowned for being heavily peated, a tradition that goes back to peat from the bogland being the island's only abundant source of fuel. Peat was used to dry out the barley during the malting process. The peat-tinged flavour proved popular and accounts for the smokiness in the whiskies of the south part of Scotland. and in another part of her book, Coffey lays out all the distilleries and how to get there. Number 4. Camping out under the stars in Loch Lomond and the Trossachs National Park, or Galloway Forest Park. The guidebook provides all the details you need for camping under the stars in these parks and around Scotland. And don't worry, if you don't want to pack all your camping gear with you, you can rent a tent in Edinburgh. Number 5. Taking in some of Scotland's most iconic castles, from sparkling restored citadels straight out of a fairy tale, to atmospheric, craggy, ruined fortresses. Coffey outlines her top 5 castles in the guidebook. Having visited most of them on my last trip to Scotland, I can say they're a must-see. Edinburgh Castle obviously tops the list, but Stirling Castle is also well worth the visit. In a few moments, we'll continue this list. First, here's another song. It's a little different from the traditional music I often play on the podcast. There's a wealth of trad and folk music coming out of Scotland, of course, but there are other genres as well. Kenny Lee Roberts is a Glasgow-based musician. After taking a break from music, he's back with his second album of sounds, fusing Americana, Northern Soul, and other influences. This is the upbeat anthem, This Is Your Day.
They have traveled from far away. Now it all comes down to this day. Step up. And your dreams, no one else can help you now. Stand tall and take a bow. We can win in spite of it all. We're leaving nothing out there. This is your
This is Simply Scottish, and today it's a sneak peek of Scotland magazine editor Sally Coffey's recently published Scotland Guidebook. We're up to number 6 on her list of top 11 experiences. Number 6 is getting a glimpse into life as it was lived 5,000 years ago, at Neolithic sites like the Callanish Standing Stones, or Scarabrae. Number 7, spotting wildlife in the Cairngorms National Park, including red squirrels and rutting deer, and experiencing one of the most ambitious rewilding projects in the UK. Number 8, catching a session at one of the legendary live music venues in Glasgow. Coffee lists the top spots for catching live music in Scotland's largest city. Number 9 in the Moon Guide to Scotland's top 11 experiences is eating Scottish food at its freshest and most creative in one of Skye's award-winning restaurants. The Isle of Skye in Scotland's Western Isles is well worth the trip north, and besides the stunning windswept scenery it boasts, it's got some great eateries as well. Number 10, golf anyone? It's teeing off at St. Andrew's Old Course, where people have been playing golf since the 15th century. And number 11 in Sally Coffey's list of top Scottish experiences, Bagging Ben Nevis, the tallest of Scotland's Munros, or another of its mountains over 3,000 feet. Now, all of this has more detail in the guidebook. I'm just giving you a little sneak peek here. Obviously, there are thousands of unique and memorable experiences to enjoy in Scotland, but that's a pretty good list to start with. If this is inspiring you to start thinking about your own trip to Scotland, pick up a copy of The Moon Guide to Scotland. The website is moon.com. And while we're on the topic, I've outlined 10 of my own favourite Scottish destinations over 2 episodes of Simply Scottish. It's a list you won't find in any guidebook. I discuss places like the Scottish Borders, Aviemore, gateway to the Cairngorms, John O'Groats, Stirling Castle and the Wallace Monument, and more. Again, look those episodes up in the archive. Andrew's 10 Favourite Scottish Destinations, Part 1 and 2. Well, that's it for today's episode. Get in touch with me anytime at andrew@simplyscottish.com. Tell me where you're listening from and what your connection to Scotland is. Send me an email at andrew@simplyscottish.com. I'll close with music from emerging Scottish artist Katie McFarlane. This is from her debut album, The Enchanted Girl, featuring a number of songs sung in Gaelic, a language rooted in McFarlane's childhood experience. She also studied in Barcelona, so you'll hear some Catalan songs alongside the Gaelic, Scots, and English. It's a musical tapestry, to be sure. And chances are you heard it first on Simply Scottish. Let's connect again soon for your next virtual trip to Scotland, the land we all love. Until next time, be of good cheer. I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
Follow the heard you, I heard you, I took up and shot it. You are who I.